Excessive screen time causes by Dr. Balan. Is my screen time excessive? In today's digital era, screens are omnipresent and excessive screen time is a common challenge. From smartphones and tablets to laptops and televisions, screen-based technologies have fundamentally transformed how we live, work, learn, communicate, and entertain ourselves. While these innovations offer unmatched convenience, connectivity, and efficiency, their overuse has become a growing concern for public health. Excessive screen time now affects individuals across all age groups, children, adolescents, and adults, resulting in a range of physical, psychological, cognitive, and social consequences. Understanding the root causes of this growing reliance on screens is crucial for developing healthier digital habits. This article examines the primary factors contributing to excessive screen use. Subsequent articles focus on the consequences of excessive screen time and potential solutions. Try answering these questions. Technological access and convenience. How many digital devices, phones, tablets, laptops, TVs, do I regularly use each day? Do I always have easy access to high-speed internet? Do I often turn to streaming platforms or YouTube for entertainment? Even when I'm not particularly interested in anything specific? Do I binge-watch shows or scroll through apps without realizing how much time has passed? Work, study, and productivity habits. How much of my daily work or study time involves screen use? Do I frequently attend online meetings, classes, or training sessions? Do I continue working, replying to emails, or using screens for professional tasks after official hours? Do I feel pressured to stay connected for academic or work-related reasons, even during personal time? Emotional and psychological use. Do I use screens to cope with boredom, stress, loneliness, sadness, or anxiety? Do I rely on social media for a mood boost or emotional distraction? Do I feel anxious or irritable when I'm unable to check my phone or social media accounts? Am I afraid of missing out on updates, messages, or trends if I disconnect? Social media and online interaction. How often do I check social media apps each day? Do I scroll through platforms like Instagram, TikTok, or WhatsApp even without a clear reason? Do I spend more time engaging online than interacting with people face-to-face? Am I overly concerned with likes, shares, or comments on my posts? Environmental and lifestyle factors. Do I have access to safe, outdoor, or screen-free leisure spaces? Do I live in an environment where screen-based entertainment is the most accessible or only option? Do I spend a significant amount of my leisure time indoors with screens as the primary form of recreation? These questions are essential because they help us become more mindful of how, why, and when we use screens in our daily lives. By examining the personal, emotional, social, and environmental factors that drive screen time, we can identify hidden patterns and triggers that may contribute to unhealthy digital habits. This self-awareness is the first and most critical step toward making intentional changes, setting healthier boundaries, and restoring balance between our online and offline lives. Ultimately, the questions guide us in distinguishing essential use from overuse, empowering us to reclaim control over our time, health, and well-being. Causes of excessive screen time. Technological advancements and accessibility devices are everywhere. The widespread ownership of smartphones, tablets, laptops, and smart TVs has made screens an integral part of daily life. These devices are more affordable, portable, and user-friendly than ever before, resulting in increased usage across all demographics. High-speed internet and data access, the rise of 4G/5G networks, and broadband connectivity has enabled seamless access to online content, whether it's streaming, browsing, gaming, or social media. On-demand digital entertainment. Platforms such as Netflix, YouTube, and video games offer endless entertainment options that are available 24/7, encouraging binge-watching and prolonged use without natural stopping cues. Shifts in education and work patterns. Digital learning environments. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, online education has become the norm. Children and adolescents spend long hours on screens attending classes, submitting assignments, and participating in digital activities. Remote and hybrid work models. For adults, remote work has increased screen exposure significantly, with virtual meetings, emails, and project collaboration all taking place through digital platforms. Homework and academic submissions. Even beyond class hours, students rely on digital devices for completing homework, researching topics, and communicating with peers or teachers, extending their screen time well into the evening. Social and emotional factors. Social media engagement. Platforms like Instagram, TikTok, WhatsApp, and Snapchat encourage continuous scrolling and frequent interaction. Adolescents in particular are drawn to the instant gratification and social validation these platforms provide. Digital coping mechanism. Screens are often used to manage stress, boredom, sadness, or anxiety. Adults and teenagers alike may turn to social media, video games, or streaming platforms as a means of emotional escape or distraction. Fear of missing out, FOMO. Constant notifications and updates on current trends, messages, or events create a psychological compulsion to stay online and connected at all times. Environmental and lifestyle factors. Urban living and limited outdoor spaces. In many urban areas, children and families have limited access to open green spaces. Screen-based entertainment becomes the default leisure activity when safe, engaging outdoor alternatives are unavailable. Parental behavior and modeling. Children tend to emulate their parents' habits. When parents themselves are frequently glued to screens, it normalizes screen overuse and reduces opportunities for screen-free family interactions. Safety concerns and restricted mobility. In specific neighborhoods or societies, safety issues may limit outdoor play and exploration, leading children and adolescents to remain indoors, often in front of screen. FAQs on excessive screen time. 1. What is excessive screen time? Excessive screen time refers to spending too much time on digital devices such as smartphones, tablets, laptops, TVs, or gaming consoles in ways that begin to affect daily life, health, productivity, or relationships. 2. What are the main causes of excessive screen time? The main causes include easy access to devices and internet, online work or study demands, social media use, emotional coping, and limited screen-free leisure options. 3. How does social media contribute to excessive screen use? Social media encourages constant checking, endless scrolling, and the need for updates, likes, and comments, which can make it difficult to disconnect. 4. Can screen time become a coping mechanism? Yes, many people use screens to deal with boredom, stress, loneliness, sadness, or anxiety, which can lead to unhealthy dependence over time. 5. Why do work and study increase screen time? Online classes, remote work, virtual meetings, homework, research, and digital communication all require long hours in front of screens, often extending beyond regular working hours. 6. How can I tell if my screen time is becoming excessive? If you feel anxious without your phone, lose track of time while scrolling, neglect face-to-face interactions, or struggle to limit use, your screen time may be excessive. Conclusion. Excessive screen time is not merely a personal choice. It is the product of a complex interplay between technological, social, environmental, and psychological factors. As screens become increasingly integrated into our daily routines, the challenge lies in distinguishing between essential usage and harmful overuse.